Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theater, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has been a geopolitical thorn in the side of the United States since its establishment with the overthrow of the Shah of Iran in 1979. Many of the US administrations who have longed to rid Iran of its ayatollahs, and many will now see a chance to do so after the decapitation strike that killed Iran's supreme leader since 1989, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. But if the ayatollahs go, who replaces them and how? It's a much more complex question than it might seem at first. In his address after the first attack, US President Donald Trump urged the Iranian people to rise up and kick the entire government out. It could be a best-case scenario for Mr. Trump, perhaps fueled by recent scenes of internal dissent in Iran before the conflict. However, the project director at the International Crisis Group in Geneva, Ali Vaez, warns that it's an aim more based in fantasy than reality.
Now, for President Trump, I don't think he has a regime change or a day after strategy. He has a wish or a hope that by degrading the Iranian state's repressive capacity, the Iranian people can come to the streets and take the matters into their own hands. But this is wishful thinking because the Iranian regime is deeply entrenched, deeply benched, and in contrast, the Iranian people are unarmed, unorganized, fragmented, and don't have the kind of leadership that is required to be able to hold the country together.
The latest attacks on Iran are a co-production of the United States and its close ally, Israel. Perhaps the only country to have a worse relationship with Iran post-1979 than the United States is Israel. The stated objective of the Islamic Republic is to wipe Israel off the map, and Israel continues to insist Iran's nuclear program is a threat to their existence, despite Iran continuing to deny it's building a nuclear weapon. Mr. Vaez warns that the United States and Israel, despite their cooperation, may not be of entirely one mind with what they ultimately want to happen in Iran.
The Trump administration most likely wants a regime transformation outcome here, that now with the elimination of the supreme leader, whoever emerges on the top would do a Venezuela-type Delcy Rodriguez arrangement with the Trump administration in which they would accept U.S. terms, capitulate, and start doing U.S.'s bidding without necessarily regime change. But it appears that Israel's objective is, at minimum, regime change, at best, regime collapse or destabilization of the country so that Iran would be internally focused and would not be able to challenge Israel in the region.
Officially, Khamenei had no heir. Under the Islamic Republic system, an assembly of experts will pick the next supreme leader. Mr. Vaez cautions that the Islamic Republic system is about more than just those at the apex of it, like the late Ali Khamenei.
Look, so the Islamic Republic is a system. It was never really a one-man show. And Ayatollah Khamenei was representing a consensual view within that system. It is true that at the end of the day, he had the final say, but his worldview, I think, has outlived him.
In the wake of Khamenei's death, some Iranian dissidents around the world have called for Reza Pahlavi, the son of the last Shah of Iran, to return and take over the country again. Alex Vatanka is the senior fellow at the Iran program at the Middle East Institute in Washington. He says a completely new Iranian government may end up being a collaborative effort between expat Iranians and those still in the country.
Best case scenario is that the decapitation strategy that the United States and Israel are pursuing creates such a vacuum at the top that you need really a new set of leaders to come in, a very different set of leaders to come in. Some of them could emerge from what's left of the regime. They would have to link up with the opposition outside the country that seems to have much clearer vision in terms of what a different Iran going forward would look like.
Dr. Dara Conduit is a senior lecturer in political science at the University of Melbourne. She warns that the US and Israel, powerful as they are, may not have the military nor political support to get exactly what they want in Iran.
Regime change can't take place from the air. That's pretty clear. And at the moment, the United States and Israel don't have the capacity to do to mount a war on the ground, you know, that takes enormous preparation, that, you know, build up of troops. And I don't think President Trump has the political support for that kind of war either.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theatre, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman. Go!